Tonight, government moves to bind all future governments to the implementation of free SHS policy as Education Ministry readies to present the free senior high school bill to Parliament 6 months before the expiration of Akufo-Addo's presidency.
This free SHS bill, if we consider as a house, what that means is that it becomes mandatory for government to implement this. Unless it is repealed, no government would have the right to say, I am not going to enforce free SHS.
But will the opposition NDC back a law making the free SHS policy in its current form compulsory? We have details. And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Now it is President Akufo-Addo's overriding flagship policy, and with just 6 months for his presidency to expire, he appears determined to safeguard his free senior high school legacy. The president has directly directed the education minister to submit a bill to parliament that will have the force of law when passed, making it compulsory for all successive governments to implement the policy in its current form. The majority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Markin, announced at a press briefing today ahead of parliament's resumption that the bill is ready for the presentation by the education minister, Dr. Yao Osei Edutchum. According to him, the move is to prevent the attempt by any government to abort the policy.
The Minister of Education will present the free SHS bill to Parliament. You know, the Chapter 5 of the Constitution provides some aspirational indicatives. Those are not justiciable. But once by policy of government, an aspiration as envisaged by the Constitution is put into action, then to make it justiciable, you enact. In other words, there are provisions in the Constitution that you cannot enforce. You cannot claim rights to those provisions. The fact that they are there does not mean that you can apply to the court to enforce those rights. They are merely should I enforce certain rights and give rights and take certain actions. So I think that this free SHS bill, if we consider as a house, what that means is that it becomes mandatory for government to implement this. Unless it is repealed, no government would have the right to say, I am not going to enforce free SHS, because now there's a law. So if you fail, a citizen can apply to the court as his bona fide, and the court would exact justice in that citizen's favor. So that is the good news about this bill.
Well, so let me bring in my colleague Isaac Kofieje, who is with our research desk here at Joy News. Kofi, let's start with enrollment statistics. What has changed after the implementation?
Well, so before the implementation, 2016-2017, the total enrollment figure was 308,777. Mm. Now, when it was first, the free SHS program was first, you know, introduced in 2017-2018 academic year, we saw the enrollment figure move from that 308,000 to now over 362,000. And from there, we've seen an average more than 400,000. According to the president and the education minister, this very academic year, we've had the highest enrollment, which is somewhere around 503,000, you know, since the inception of the free SHS program, Kojo.
Now, the policy definitely needs money to run. how much exactly has been allocated since 2017?
Well, so between 2017 and 2024, we've been digging, the finance ministry's budget and the country's budget, and then also the Ministry of Education's program-based budget to look at the total amount allocated for the free SHS program. And between 2017 and 2024, we can say that close to, 16 billion Ghana cedis, the actual amount is 15.65 billion Ghana cedis, has been allocated to the program since it was introduced in 2017. 400 million Ghana cedis in 2017, 1.14 billion Ghana cedis in 2018, 1.68 billion Ghana cedis in 2019, and we saw it rise to somewhere 2.42 billion in 2020, and a significant decline in 2021 to 1.97, and now we are still hovering above 2.76 billion Ghana cedis.
So those are the allocations, but we know there's a difference between allocations and actual expenditure. Mm. What is the data pointing to?
Well, so it is interesting when you decide to compare the allocation to the actual. So how much was budgeted versus how much was actually expended? You could see that the gap is widening. If you start from 2019, government has not been able to meet the actual, the budgeted amount, if you compare that to the expenditure. So from between 2017, for instance, a total amount of 400 million Ghana cedis was allocated. Government ended up spending more than that. They spent 408 million Ghana cedis. In 2018, some 1.13 billion was allocated. Government spent 1.137 billion Ghana cedis. And since 2019, whatever government allocates, they are not able to meet the expenditure, and the gap keeps widening. 2019, for instance, they budgeted 1.68 billion Ghana cedis. They were only able to expend 1.28 billion. 2020, they budgeted 2.4 billion. They spent only 1.4. Now let's look at it in percentage terms, so that we can really appreciate it. So in 2017-2018, government budgeted an amount. They spent more than that. They spent 120% of what they budgeted for. So it means they spent more than they allocated. Now, in 2018, they were able to spend, or they were able to provide funds for only 99% of what they actually budgeted. In 2019-2020, Kojo, they were only able to, spend, cater for just 76% of what they budgeted for. And this has been on the decline since 2019. 58% in 2020, and now we are talking about 51% in the 2021-2022 academic year, Kojo.
Interesting there. Grateful to you. Let's bring in Kofi Asare, who is the executive director of the Africa Education Watch. Kofi, I'm grateful that you could join us here. Now, if you look at what is happening now, would we say, question is a law, or what is indeed needed to make the binding or the implementation of free SHS binding on all successive government? Hello, Kofi.
Hi, good evening, and good evening to your church audience. Yes, I believe that a law is good to ensure that a free senior high school is binding on successive governments. Not only that, but also to ensure that in implementing the free senior high school policy, there is the requisite legal and policy backing to ensure that adequate budgetary allocations are made, implementation arrangements, properly institutionalized in law to ensure a coherent and effective implementation of such an important program. So yes, having it enshrined in law is the right thing to do.
However,
if I take the pre-tertiary education law, which the government passed in 2020, and I look at Section 3, I see free senior high school caption there. The Pre-Tertiary Education Act, which is Act 1049, which was passed sometime in December 2020, under Section 3. Section 2 is free compulsory basic education. And let me just explain briefly that pre-tertiary simply means the level of our education below tertiary. And so if you look at the education system, it starts from below our preschool. We have a kindergarten, we have primary, we have junior high school, that's basic, and then secondary. And so pre-tertiary constitutes this, I mean, this portion of our system. And so the law provides an accession tool for free, compulsory, universal basic education. And in Section 3, the law provides for free secondary education. And it simply says that secondary education in its different forms, including TVET, shall be free and accessible to all eligible candidates. So, yes, it is good to have a free senior high school enshrined in law. But I see free senior high school already captured in the pre-tertiary education law in Section 3.
And again, if you look at the Article 25(1)(b) of the 1992 Constitution, that secondary education in its different forms, including technical and vocational education, shall be made generally available and accessible to all the all by every appropriate means, and in particular by the progressive introduction of free education. So, and you've also made reference to that particular law. If this also happens, aren't we duplicating the law for the same thing?
Yeah, so that's why the question I keep asking myself is what different thing are we going to see in the law, in the free senior high school law? Because the pre-tertiary education law outlines and reinforces the constitutional right to free basic education, and that same for Article 25 provision in the Constitution for free secondary education under its Section 3. It goes ahead and provides the management framework for managing pre-tertiary education through GES and everything. So I'm still wondering what will be in a separate free senior high school law. And bear in mind that, you know, we've been implementing free basic education since 2005, almost 19 years ago. We still don't have a free basic education law. I've not even set my eyes on a free basic education policy before. But this is something we've been calling for, a free basic education policy. But at least we've seen a free senior high school policy, and we've seen free senior high school being captured in law, in the pre-tertiary education law, just as basic education has been captured. So I'm not too clear in my mind what a separate, you know, free senior high school law will contain different from what is already in the Pre-Tertiary Education Act, which was passed by the under this government in December of 2020.
All right, let me bring in Angel Kagbonu here. He is president of NAGROT, and he joins this conversation via Zoom. Grateful to you for joining us, Mr. Kagbonu. For you, should it be compulsory for us to say we want to bind successive government to the implementation of free senior high school? Mustn't it be open for people to, or parties to, decide whether we want to continue or not?
Pajo, good evening, and indulge me just 1 minute to help unwind the politicking in this whole thing. As Kofi is indicated to you, free senior high school is already enshrined in law. Let us also get something clear, that there are laws in the Constitution that are not justiciable. What I mean is, there are aspects of the Constitution that you cannot take a government to court for not implementing. So I think that we are in a political season, and somebody wants to beat the dry ground for us to get some dust into our nostrils.
But that's the point the majority. That's the point the majority leader makes, that you have to get a law that someone can take a government on for refusing to implement. And that's the motive behind this.
And then the question will be, to what effect? The question will be, to what effect? Look, you see, I have not heard anybody, civil society, media, unions, political organization, I've not heard anybody condemning the free senior high school. And I've also not heard anyone boldly come to say that the free senior high school should be abolished. What I've heard people say is to critique the functionality of the free senior high school as it is now, and question whether resources are adequately and timeously being sent to the institutions for effective teaching and learning to take place. That is where the problem is. And then the models that are being used, the centralization of distributing food items and resource acquisition and distribution, whether it is effective the way it is, the raising of resources, whether the resources is dedicated from government coffers, and so on and so forth. These are the issues that one will want to look at. And for us to be told right now that it is going to parliament to see whether the opposition in parliament is going to raise an objection to it so that we create a political cacophony once again on a very important issue begs the resilient issues that are being raised on these. For me, the amount of money your colleague just mentioned to you, ask yourself, what percentage of that money is going to feeding? And what percentage of that money is going into the provision of teaching and learning materials? What percentage of that money goes into infrastructural development and maintenance to create a very congenial school environment for teaching and learning to take place? These are the questions that we have to ask. Whether there is fairness for a group of students in this country to be given, to be fed for free, as against people who even pay for their transportation from home not to be fed for free in an environment where we seek equality. Whether the resource materials in the schools currently reflect the objective that we want to achieve by way of teaching and learning. Whether the teachers who teach in those schools are properly motivated to contribute their all in all to enhance the wherewithal of our children in our schools. So it is not the announcement of a name. It is to see what is in that name and how are we engaging in an activity so that we function in such a manner that when a child leaves home and goes to school, the child comes back as a worthy citizen of our country.
Okay.
That is what we should be talking about.
Let me bring in Peter Nochu Kotto, who is a ranking member on government, on Parliament's Education Committee. For you, I mean, isn't it good for us to legislate this policy such that then we could determine which of the element of the cost are free and which of the cost require parent to, you know, to play a role to ensure that there is a holistic implementation of this policy?
Thank you very much, and a good evening to you and your listeners. Let me begin by saying that nobody, as far as I know, the NDC has never condemned the free senior high school. We started it on the progressive introduction approach in 2015. Now, our concern has been the manner in which it was introduced in 2017. So there are problems that we have outlined, problems that need to be solved so that we can have quality secondary education in this country. Passing a law to make it binding on any other government to make sure that the program continues, it's neither here nor there. Now, if you go to Article 25, 1B, it is there. The secondary education is a different forms, including technical and vocational education, shall be made available and accessible to everybody, and then made free. So, whether you pass a law or not, it has started. And no government will morally come and change it. Now, the president is only trying to run away from the realities and the challenges and wanting to change the discourse. So I feel the failure of government to make sure that the challenges that are bedeviling the free senior high school are given the necessary attention attention is being divided now, or whatever it is, to make Ghanaians feel and talk about passing a law, that it will seem as if the law comes to parliament and minority were against the law, then minority will be christened to be against the Free Senior High School. There are a lot of challenges, we know. Currently, feeding is a major problem in the Free Senior High School. Government is owing millions and hundreds of millions of cedis to food suppliers. Government is owing millions of cedis to contractors who put up infrastructure so many years now. So for me, a law is not needed. It is already in the constitution. And who says that if this government passes a law, another government comes tomorrow, cannot amend that law? If laws passed by parliament are not entrenched, so anybody can come and review or amend any law that is passed by a previous government.
So if they bring it to parliament today, minority won't support it.
I am not saying so. It depends on what they are bringing. But I am saying that it is not necessary. It's just a waste of government business and parliamentary business time, because it is already in the constitution and it is being implemented. We are diverting attention instead of meeting the needs of this secondary school free SHS program.
Okay.
They have voted amount. So they will tell you they have spent so and so amount of billions of cedis, but you don't see what is happening on the ground.
So what should be in this law to get the minority to back it, that indeed, yes, this should pass?
Well, I have not seen the draft, so I will not be able to comment on any aspect of it now. But what I am saying and what we believe and what I think Ghanaians want is we want quality free secondary education, not what is being provided now. So they should think of what to do to improve upon the conditions in the various senior high schools.
Okay.
Rather than passing a law. If you pass a law and you don't implement it, you don't give the facilities that they need, what have you done? You have not achieved anything.
Okay. Let me bring Kofi Asare again. So Kofi, I mean, the question about, won't the law help us specify the roles of all stakeholders in the sector, such that we won't say, well, should parents pay or should parents not pay? The law can specify that, isn't it?
I don't think it's necessary. Role assignments, cost sharing arrangements, if any, those are matters of policy. The Free Senior High School has a policy document. Okay, and so every policy document is subject to review. I mean, formatively, as the policy undergoes implementation. And so one will expect that if there are any changes in stakeholder role assignments, cost sharing, and other operational changes that need to be done to improve the implementation of the policy, it can be done by reviewing the policy. But these are not legal law issues. I'm saying that we've been running free basic education in this country for 19 years. There's no free basic education law. I haven't even set my eyes on a free basic education policy. And I'm saying that you don't need that law to implement free secondary education. Well, fortunately for us, we have free basic education and free secondary education already enshrined in the constitution and also in the pre-tertiary education law. So provision is made to operationalize 25.1 and then 38.2, which is S-Cube and then also Free Senior High School in the constitution. So I'm wondering the reason why we need another Free Senior High School law when we've been running basic education for 19 years and no one is calling for free basic education law. But we are implementing free basic education. You understand? So for me, if we have to count the top 10 major issues relating to the Free Senior High School program, you know, the law, a Free Senior High School law, wouldn't be in the top 10. So I think there are many, many priorities that the government must focus on instead of this law. For me, the law has only legacy capital. I mean, it's an issue of legacy, but it's not necessarily an expedient or a necessary thing at this point. Or at any point, will it be necessary in implementing the Free Central program? Because Free Central School is already in the pre-tertiary education law, which this government passed in 2020.
So Angel, I mean, what must government concern itself with now? If you say, I mean, a law is not what is needed now. What is needed?
What is needed is to identify the challenges in the implementation of the Free Senior High School program. And I've mentioned some of the challenges. One major challenge is the scale in terms of resource allocation tilting heavily in favor of feeding against the provision of physical infrastructure and also teaching and learning materials, creating the congenial environment for teaching and learning to take place. And if we continue like this, we are pushing money to feed children to be in school, and we are compromising the provision of what is necessary for the purpose for which the child is in school, that is teaching and learning. So this is something that we have to look at. Number two, government should juxtapose its expenditure vis-a-vis its financial situation and question itself, why is it that resources are not released adequately and timeously? Sometimes resources even ought to be released before school reopens, so that we don't have the situation where heads of schools will be attempting to close down schools just because food and materials are not available. That is why we as a union, we call for a review. Review in the English dictionary does not have any relationship with council. Review is to look at the situation and see what ingredients can be introduced to make the situation stronger and better. And that is what I expect government to be looking at.
Okay, thank you very much, Angel Kagbonuda. He is president for NAGRA. So, Peter Nochuko, okay, I think I've lost Peter Nochuko on the line.
No, I'm on the line.
Okay, Peter. I mean, the message that you as a member of parliament, you have for parliament is, or government is, do not worry us over any law. Rather concentrate on fixing the problems, right?
Exactly so. Because what is important and what is needed is the release of funds to meet the day-to-day administration of the schools. As we speak now, WAEC is unable or is finding it very difficult to organize this year's WASI, because government is owing WAEC almost 200 million Ghana cedis. And you want to come and pass a law. Would the passing of the law give money to WAEC to organize the WASI examinations? No. So we should rather think of how do we mobilize resources for the various agencies under the Ministry of Education that are connected with the implementation or the delivery of the Free Senior High School program, so that we can have quality education at the secondary school. That is what is important.
But your committee has a role in this. How will you ensure that, I mean, what you expect to happen should rather happen than a law that you think is not necessary?
We have been speaking as a committee, we have been speaking as a minority, and if we don't talk, then money will not be released to so and so agency to carry out its functions. All along, food suppliers, publishers have been coming to the leadership of the committee, do this for us, do that for us, before they are giving money. It is not good, you see. So it's making the work difficult for school heads of the senior high schools. Only that they cannot talk.
All right, so that's quite interesting. We'll be watching how this particular matter plays out. I'm grateful to you for joining us. Peter Nochukwuoto is the ranking member on the Education Committee. Angel Kagbonuda is president of NAGRA, and Kofi Asare is executive director of the Africa Education Watch. This has been Top Story. Up next is Newsnight.